Senate will come to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dinkfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
We're going to post our colors, and Senator Margaret Carter will lead us in the pledge. Today's invocation is by Pastor Ken Evers Hood, and he is from the Tualatin Presbyterian Church in Tualatin.
Great. Thank you. Let us pray. What are we doing here, O God? Who are these men and women to face such a long day and a challenging moment? Each one here made the decision to serve long before these hard days, and each one entered into this service to make a difference, to make life better for all the people in this state. And now they face the season of the locust, the devouring, cutting locust eating away at our businesses. The programs developed by the leaders in this place for decades, eating away at goodwill forged between branches and parties, eating away at the ability to find solutions to benefit all. Who are these people? These men and women, mere flesh and blood, to face a moment like this? And yet maybe the better question, God, is who are they not to be? The ones to stand up, to rise up to this challenge. Who are they not to be our leaders? The people have spoken. The people have called this body and entrusted them with its awesome power. My prayer this day, as they face long and seemingly insurmountable challenges, may they know they are up to the tasks. May they know they do not work on their own, but with the hopes and prayers of every Oregonian, even the ones who send those annoying notes. They're just frustrated prayers. And may they know they do this work under your watchful gaze. You are the one who brings impossible possibilities and lifts out hope from hopeless situations. God, set these leaders down this morning in a good place. A broad place as they begin their work, that in their discussions and deliberations, in the messiness of it all, that they might find surprising pools of clear, still waters and patches of grass so verdant it refreshes not only their souls but nourishes their hope, the hope that got them into this service in the first place. Lord, we pray for their families. So many far from home, may they be proud of the sacrifice that makes this service possible. And we all pray for the people of this state, God, rich and poor, proud and humbled, broken and healing. From Gold Beach to Hell's Canyon, we pray that in this place of heaven on earth, that we might all come together to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with you in all the ways we name you, all the days ahead. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Pastor Ken Evers Hood, for your invocation. I also want to thank Senator Margaret Carter for helping us in the pledge. I'd like to thank Senator Jason Atkinson for posting the colors. He carried the American flag forward and put it on the podium. I want to thank Senator Fred Girard for posting the colors. He carried the beloved flag of Oregon, for it and put it on the podium. I'm not sure I ever saw that. Have you ever seen that done before? Saw a scene. It was a very nice touch to see our fellow senators posting the colors. As I said, I'm not sure the extent anybody's listening to me, and I understand why you're maybe not. I'm not sure I've ever seen senators post colors, so I appreciate the work this morning of Senator Carter, Senator Jason Atkinson, and Senator Fred Gerard. Under courtesies, recognize Senator Ted Farrioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I would like to request courtesies of the Senate for a person that I have a great deal of admiration and respect for. He is a sheriff's deputy from Benton County. I know him as my son. You know him as Deputy John Farrioli.
Well, the son is here. And, John, I've already talked to you. It is a very high honor that you have come to our floor. And he's been with the Benton County Sheriff's Office for 3 years, corrections, I believe. He and his wife have a little girl, 4 years old. Wife has 9 horses. And John is particularly in the corrections area, DPSST. He's wearing black, the man in black. And I told him he looks mighty good in black. Your father wears a lot of black, too, in case you didn't know it. I don't know whether you got that from him or he's now doing it because you got it, but whatever. So I just feel a lot more secure on the floor today because you're here, John. So you want to stay here a while because I may have to need you. So could you look out for us all? So it is a true honor and privilege to have you here. And I really do want to extend the courtesies of all of our fellow senators to you. So thank you very much for coming here. It's a real honor and privilege. Thank you. Further courtesies, remonstrances. I recognize Senator Chris Telfer, please.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, recently I had a client call upon me, needed some assistance with some financial projections. And their quandary was their sales were down dramatically, and they knew they couldn't increase the price of their product, given the economy could not absorb any increases in their price of their product. And so they wanted to know how they were going to be able to pay the bills, which bills they should be paying. And so I sat down with them over the weekend, a couple weekends ago, and said, so, first of all, what kind of cash do you have on hand? What resources do you currently have available? So we were going to start with that, and then we were going to project what their income was going to be, and then we looked at what their expenses were going to be. And then I said, so this is all the revenue that you've got. And they said, well, we have this vending machine that we also get some money off of, but we use that money for employees' vacations and things like that. And I said, well, yeah, but shouldn't that be part of the income statement? Shouldn't you be including that? And then figure out what your priorities are in expending those funds. Colleagues, I bring this case to your attention because, like businesses, I do think that the state government should be budgeting with all cash available, all working capital that is available to them, and bringing it all into one report. What I'm meaning is right now we have over 50% of our revenues are off the budget. They're in other funds. And I really think if we're really going to look at the state government and how it operates in a holistic manner, we need to include all
Senator
sources.
Senator Telfer, your time is up.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. Further remonstrances? I don't like to do that, but there is this two-minute limit on remonstrances, and we do not get extensions. So I'm sorry I have to do that. It's further remonstrances? Message from the governor.
Mr. President, the Governor of California has approved and signed the following bills. Senate Bills 5, 10, 23, 46, 66, 70, 82, 174, 177, 183, 269, 373, 428, 512, 515, 543, 556, 561, 583, 589, 590, 594, 605, 609, 610, 636, 646, 679, 687, 689, 691, 722, 735, 821, 839, 850, 862, 863, 875, 876, 901, 911, 915, 916, 928, 929, 942, 970, and the governor has allowed to become law without signature, Senate Bill 536.
Message from the House.
Mr. President, I'm going to speak from has passed Senate Bills 55, 10, 55, 12, 21, 23, 31, 42, and 670. Passed the following Senate Bills amendment by House Senate Bill 832. Concurrent amendments repassed House Bills 2600, 2370, 2653, 3153, 3463, and adopted conference committee report and repassed Senate Bill 973.
Reports from conference committees. Reports from standing committees, of course, SR 8.551 committee report summary number 138 was distributed to members June 23rd. And 139 was distributed today. This information will be recorded in the Journal of the State's report, and is so ordered. Reports of special committees. We're now on a proposition motion. Recognize Senator Richard Devlin, please.
Is this it?
This is the moment for you to decide what you're going to do.
Can we?
Senator Devlin, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Apologize to you and to the body for that delay. Senate Democrats request a 20-minute caucus.
Ooh. All right. Senator Farioli, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Republicans will caucus for 20 minutes.
Okay. We're going to be in recess until 10:05, please, by the clock on the wall, 10:05. Senate is now in recess. Excuse me, not what am I doing? 9:35. 9:35, Bill. Come up and help me, Bill. God.
The Senate will please come to order. Clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Wanis Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters. President Courtney.
Senate will come to the order. Clerk, call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes-Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
A quorum is present. Where's my paper? The Senate messages from the House.
Mr. President, this from the House has passed. House bills 5013, 4189, and 2343.
Senate recess following the order reports to special committees and resume under order proposition motion so ordered. Recognize Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that vetoed Senate Bill 5520 be repassed, notwithstanding the governor's veto, and I ask for a call of the Senate.
Senator, it's moved that the... What? Please read the bill. You have to wait till he reads the bill.
Senate Bill 5520, Finance Administration, Department of Education, Property Money Court Emergency.
Okay, now you need to make your motion. The bill had to be read first.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President, Senate colleagues. I move that vetoed Senate Bill 5520 be repassed, notwithstanding the governor's veto. And, Mr. President, I do ask for a call of the Senate.
Senator Devlin has joined the call of the Senate. I Senator Alan Bates and Senator Vicky Walker. The clerk, doorkeepers will bar the doors. The sergeant will attend. The clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dinkfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Mons Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
He's here.
Senator Axton, what purpose you rise?
Mr. President, the Republicans request a 5-minute caucus by the water cooler.
You can proceed to caucus at the water cooler.
Thank you.
All those subject to the call are now present. Senator Devlin, do you have any discussion? You do not. Any other discussion? Do you wish to close?
No.
Okay. Question now rises upon the those who have opinions, Senator, should concur in the. Excuse me. Let me go back. I'm just getting to where the. If there are no, the question now rises upon the passage of Senate Bill 5520, notwithstanding the governor's veto. Those who have the opinion the bill should be repassed will answer aye. Those names who are called and those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Ferrioli.
No.
George.
No.
Gerard.
No.
Hass. Hass. Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz.
No.
Metzger. Montes-Anderson. Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette. Morse.
No.
Nelson.
No.
Przonski.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader. Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, President Courtney.
Yes.
Voting no, Atkinson, Boquist, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Cruz, Morse, Nelson, Starr, Telfer, Whitsett. 19 ayes.
The Senate Bill 5520, having failed to receive a two-thirds majority, is declared to have failed. Do we even do... I think we move on. We don't need to do the next one. We'll just move on to now the... do I set down at the bottom of the agenda the 5554? Recognize Senator Devlin, please, for the next... This is on 558, Senator Devlin. No?
On which bill, Mr. President?
558 is the motion. 554. 554, please. Do you have that motion?
Okay. I don't have the motion in front of me. This is on Senate Bill 5554.
Senator Devlin has moved that the vetoed Senate Bill 5554, together with the governor's message, be laid on the table. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. My understanding by laying this on the table, it's like all other vetoes and can be taken up at a future date.
Okay, we're going to do a voice vote here unless there's an objection. Is there any objection? All right, all those favor saying of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, no. This motion has carried. Recognize Senator Dingfelder, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 38.
Senator Dingfelder has moved that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 38.
Okay, in 2008, at the governor's request, the Environmental Quality Commission adopted a greenhouse gas reporting rule. The rule requires annual emissions reporting for Oregon sources and include power generators, cement manufacturers, pulp and paper mills, and landfills. Senate Bill 38B authorizes the commission to require registration and reporting by persons who import, sell, or distribute electricity or fossil fuels for use in Oregon. The Senate already passed this bill. It went to the House. The House made two amendments. The First Amendment modifies requirements related to reporting information for electricity by electric companies. This language resulted from negotiations between PacifiCorp and DEQ. The second change requires DEQ to evaluate a funding mechanism for the greenhouse gas reporting program and requires that the Department of Environmental Quality report back to the Legislative Assembly. I ask for your vote.
Thank you. Is there discussion on the motion? Those who attend this session should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 38 will answer ayes and names called. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
George. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes-Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. President Courtney.
Yes.
Voting no. Atkinson. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Cruz. Starr. Telfer. Whitsett. Winters. 21 ayes.
The Senate bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Recognize Senator Vicki Walker, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 119.
Senator Walker has moved that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 119. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. The underlying bill is still the same, allows the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission to discipline a person who is licensed by or registered with a commission if the person resigned from a public school without providing appropriate notice. The House made some amendments that I had worked on here in the Senate that would allow the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission to enter into a monitoring program similar to a diversion program with educators by issuing a letter of informal reproval. This monitoring program will be a pilot program that expires in 2012, I believe, and yes, and will be requiring reports back to the legislature how successful it is, and it will allow the TSBC to enter into informal letters of reproval for minor infractions by educators, and I'll list a couple of those: first-time viewing of inappropriate websites, statewide testing cases where it appears the educator helped their students, a long record of exemplary service followed by unexplained anger or other inappropriate conduct, inappropriate language, a couple of things like that. These are not the major problems that we have addressed this session. These are very minor issues. Failure to complete the terms of the monitoring period would result in discipline and revocation of the letter of informal reproval. The commission would not use this in cases it dismisses, and these cases are dismissed due to insufficient evidence to justify holding a hearing on charges of misconduct. The commission believes this is a reasonable alternative. In cases where the educator engages in misconduct, it is too serious to dismiss, but does not seem to rise to the level of meriting a permanent discipline on their licensure record. I've worked a long time with the department to get this bill in the exact same place that we need it to be, that makes sure we have accountability, but provides an opportunity to see if this will work. And I think it's a good program. It's a temporary pilot program. So I urge your eye consideration today so that we can see if this is actually going to work and perform well. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Is discussion on the motion by Senator Walker? Those who are the opinion of the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 119 will answer aye's name called. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Girard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger, Munson Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Prozonsky, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, President Courtney.
He's a yes.
30 ayes.
The Senate Bill 119, having received constitutional majority, is declared passed. I have now no recognized Senator Ted Ferrioli.
Mr. President, there is no minority report, Mr. President.
So you're moving that you're saying that the minority report has been withdrawn. Is that correct?
Mr. President, I move to withdraw the minority report.
Okay. All right. We have been informed by the Secretary of the Senate. We do not have to vote on it. We just have to make sure it's on the record.
So I will note that the minority report on House Bill 2186 has been withdrawn. The bill will be placed in its appropriate order on today's third reading calendar and is so ordered. Action on executive appointments that require Senate confirmation. Recognize Senator Jason Atkinson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the rules be suspended and that the Senate confirm and block the following reappointments to the respective boards and commissions.
The Oregon is moved that the rules be suspended and the Senate confirm in block the following reappointments to the respective boards and commissions. Speak to your motion, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Mr. President, this particular commission was held over from yesterday to today. It is the Oregon Tourism Commission. Jackie Edmonds Manns and Wynn McCormick. Both came through our fantastically well-orchestrated and well-oiled machinery of the Rules Committee. I would urge an aye vote.
Discussion. Is there discussion on the executive appointments which are now before us? Question is, shall the Senate suspend the rules and confirm in blanc the governor's appointments as listed? All those of the opinion that the appointments should be confirmed will answer aye as the name to call. All those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Hess. Johnson. Cruz, Metzger, Montzenerson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfeather, Ferrioli, George, Girard. President Courtney.
Yes.
Voting no. Telfer, Walker. 28 ayes.
The governor's reappointments are confirmed in block. Introduction, the first reading of the Senate measures. Second reading of the Senate measures.
SJR 4, Proposed Amendment to Oregon Constitution related to Employment of Judges in Schools. Senate Bill 5548, Women's Pension Administration Department of Transportation, Code of Emergency. Senate Bill 5549, Women's Pension Administration Department of Transportation, Code of Emergency. Senate Bill 51, Prevailing Wage Education Enforcement Account, Code of Emergency. Senate Bill 77, Fiscally Distressed Counties, Code of Emergency. Senate Bill 107, Interstate Comeback Spray Money, Code of Emergency. Senate Bill 528, Women's Field Burning, Code of Emergency. Senate Bill 658, Women's Special Campus Security Officers. Senate Bill 880, Relating to Tax Compliance, Property Money, Government Effective Date. Senate Bill 977, The Costs Incurred by State Energy's Connection with Energy Facilities, and Code of Emergency. Senate Bill 984, we're into crime.
Okay, these are passed the calendar. Third reading of Senate measure, the clerk will please read the bill.
Senate Bill 5530, Mass. Administration, Department of Human Services, Code of Emergency.
Recognize Senator Alan Bates. Senator Bates, you're going to carry this measure.
Sorry, Mr. President. Senate Bill 5530 is the primary fee bill for the Department of Human Services. ORS 291.055 requires state agencies that increase or establish new fees to gain approval from the Department of Administrative Service, or DAS. The fees are rescinded on July 1st of the following biennium unless otherwise authorized by enabling legislation setting forth the approved fees. Senate Bill 5530 is the enabling legislation for fees adopted by DHS during the 2007-09 biennium and approved by DAS. The estimated total increase in fee revenue from these fees is $579,000. The fees that are changed include those for the medical marijuana program, the emergency medical services trauma program, certificate of need reviews, and those for the facilities planning and safety program for healthcare facilities. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends Senate Bill 5530 be approved.
Thank you. Discussion on the measure. Question arises upon the third reading, the final passage of Senate Bill 5530. Those have been your bills passed. Out of this post, no clerk, please call the roll.
Bate, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montzenerson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse, Przonski, Verger, voting no, Atkinson, Boquist, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Cruz, Starr, Telfer, Whitsett, 19 ayes.
The Senate Bill 5530, I received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The message from the House.
Mr. President, this bill has passed. House Bills 2544, 20, 2037. Senate Bills 182, 52, 55, 24, 55, 37, 190. Concurrence amendments repassed. House Bills 2339, 2377, 2873, and House Bill 3039, Commerce Committee reported. Bill repassed.
First reading of the House measures.
House Bill 2544, Environmental Education, Clear Emergency. House Bill 2920, Land Efficiencies and Provision of Governmental Services, Clear Emergency. House Bill 3037, on Paint Stewardship and Permanent Clear Emergency. House Bill 5013, Financial Administration, State Department of Engineering, Clear Emergency. Senate Bill, House Bill 2189, Regulation of Mortgage Professionals, Clear Emergency. House Bill 2343, Mental Incapacitation.
Transmitted to the President's desk for referral. Second reading of the House measures.
House Bill 2740, Interest Cultural Development, Clear Emergency. House Bill 3090, Renewable Energy.
These are passed the calendar. We're now on the third reading of House measures. Would the clerk please read the bill?
House Bill 3237, Elections, Clear Emergency.
Senator Metz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Currently, a ballot is required to have a statement on the outside of the ballot only when a new local tax option is proposed. House Bill 3237A would also require a statement on the outside of a ballot when local district of governments are seeking to renew a current tax. The statement would read that the ballot contains vote on renewal of current local option taxes. HB 3237A adds criteria for creating, combining, or dividing voter precincts. The measure requires county clerks to ensure each precinct is part of the same congressional and legislative district. Each precinct is contiguous to prevent Eileen precincts. Representatives from the Association of County Clerks raised a concern mandating contiguous voter precincts that could have unintended consequences by dramatically increasing the number of new voter precincts, many with just a few voters, resulting in a more fragmented system, burdensome system, than the goal of more streamlining one. During the public hearing, the committee received assurance from the Secretary of State's office they will address the issue in the interim and find a resolution before the effective date of that provision. HB 3237A standardizes the process when the Secretary of State or county clerks receive a request from an individual to observe the verification of signatures for a state initiative or prospective petition by requiring an individual to submit a written request and permitting election officials to limit the number of observers to an appropriate number that does not interfere with the process. The bill also makes technical amendments to House Bill 2005 of this session. It narrows an overly broad provision relating to a chief petitioner's ability to designate an agent to sign employees' paperwork. Also, it clarifies that independent evidence is required to hold chief petitioners or contractors criminally liable for violations of their signature gatherers. HB 3237A comes from the Senate Committee on Rules with a due pass recommendation, and I urge an aye vote.
Thank you. Discussion? Question on the third reading, final passage of House Bill 3237. Those opinion bills pass out. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Cruz, Metzger, Juanes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, President Courtney. Excused, Przonski, Berger, voting no. Gerard, Cruz, 26 ayes.
This is House Bill 3237. I have received a constitutional majority declared passed. Clerk will read the bill, please.
House Bill 5004, Administration of State Commission on Children and Families, Permanent Court Emergency.
Recognize Senator Jackie Winters.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, House Bill 5004 is the budget bill for the State Commission on Children and Families. The Commission facilitates and supports local, coordinated, comprehensive planning for all children and families, promotes service system integration, and improves leadership and funding for local and state efforts focused on children and families. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means approved a budget of $49.3 million general fund and $72 million total funds and 28 positions or 2567 FTE. This funding level is 18% below the Commission's 2007-09 legislative approved total funds budget. With the exception of Child Care and Development Fund program, this budget maintains all of the Commission's grants and program initiatives, although most are at reduced levels. Most grants to local Commission on Children and Families are reduced by 15% from the essential budget level. The Juvenile Crime Prevention Grant is reduced by 20%. The court-appointed special advocates program and relief nursery programs that support children at risk or in the foster care system are funded at their 2007-09 levels. The statewide Healthy Start program is reduced by 21.5% from the essential budget level. A budget note directs the Commission to work with its partners to look at how the Healthy Start services can be delivered more effectively and at a lower cost. Recent legislative initiatives for runaway and homeless youth and community schools are reduced by 25% and 80% respectively from the essential budget level. $3.8 million in child care and development funds will be redirected only for 2009-11 to the Department of Human Services for employment-related daycare programs. The budget also eliminates $2 million general fund and state office support and operating costs. A budget note directs the Commission to review its statutory responsibilities and current structure. Since 10 years have passed since Senate Bill 555 created the system in its current form, the committee approved the Commission's key performance measures with modification, but directed the agency to work with appropriate interim policy committees to improve its KPMs. Your Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommend approval of House Bill 5504 as amended. And going off the pony, Mr. President, the Commission on Children and Families and the work that the local commissions do a tremendous work in our 36 counties to make certain that children and their families are being supported. I urge your aye vote.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Jeff Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise to declare a potential conflict of interest.
Please state your potential conflict of interest.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am a member of the State Commission on Children and Families. That would be my potential conflict, and if I could speak to the bill.
To the bill.
Colleagues, I'm slightly distressed that there is a reduction in this budget, but I'm willing to accept it. Historically, the State Commission on Children and Families and the local commissions have been exactly the sort of instrument that we have been seeking in all sorts of areas, and that is local groups making local decisions to help families and children. The local commissions are the ideal convener for all sorts of activities at the community and county level. I fully support their programs, and I urge an aye vote on this budget.
Is there further discussion? Senator Winters, do you wish to close?
No, Mr. President.
Okay. Question on rise upon 30, the final passage of House Bill 5004. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Metzger. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzozinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Przanski, Berger, voting no. Atkinson, George, 26 ayes.
The House Bill 5004 has received a consent of Georgia declared passed. The Senate now is going to recess until 2. In addition, after that, we'll come back. Then we will take our dinner break. We will then come back again tonight. For those of you who are interested in terms of your schedules, this is the pattern we're going to continue to follow probably through next Tuesday, meeting 3 times a day in order to accommodate the number of bills that are still in Ways and Means working through. Plus, we have to second and third read buildings, so we need to do that. So that is the situation now in terms of your calendars. We will work, probably will come to the floor at least 3 times a day. There will be this recess issue, which was, you know, used to that ebb and flow. Also, be prepared to work all day Saturday and all day Sunday, Monday, and even through the 30th up until midnight, which is which time we said we would leave here. So that is the schedule you need to observe at this time and what we'll be up against in terms of dealing with the Ways and Means schedule, the number of bills, and trying to second and third reading bills and to get through it. With that, before we go into recess till 2 o'clock, Senator Devlin, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President, members. Senate Democrats, we're just going to caucus for a short period of time. Could you come directly to the caucus room?
Okay. Senator Ferrioli, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Republicans will caucus briefly in the caucus room on the third floor.
Okay. Any other announcements at this time for the Senate? All right, we're going to recess. We're in recess till 2 o'clock this afternoon, 2 p.m. Senate is now in recess.